ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the Pacific is no stranger to earthquakes, but it seems that the ground has been rumbling more than usual of late, particularly in Vanuatu's vicinity. Last week alone, several strong undersea quakes and aftershocks were recorded just to the west of Port Vila. Geoscience Australia's earthquake map shows 10 in the immediate area, with the strongest of them the magnitude 6.2. Another quake of the same size occurred further south near Eromungo Island. The quakes prompted the evacuation of at least one school in the capital, as well as the police headquarters. So what's going on here? Is it unusual? And what's the cause? To find out, we're joined by Dr. Hadi Ghassemi from Geoscience Australia. Good morning, Dr. Hadi.
Morning.
Dr. Hadi, can you take us through what happened near Vanuatu last week?
As you mentioned, there was a magnitude 6.2 earthquake on Tuesday morning, and the epicenter was only 70 kilometers west of the Vila, the capital city. And the quake hit at a very shallow depth of probably less than 10 kilometers, and that's why it was widely felt. And we have also registered more than 10 aftershocks so far, with the largest one with a magnitude of 5.8.
And what do we know about what caused this earthquake activity?
Actually, this region is among the world's most seismically active subduction zones, with approximately 22 earthquakes of magnitudes larger than 5.5 every year, significantly larger than what we experience in Australia. And this high activity is caused by a high convergence rate between the Australian plate and the Pacific one, which form a very active subduction zone. And this zone has actually produced over 20 earthquakes of magnitude 7 or larger in just the past 25 years.
And we also know that there were some concerns around potential tsunami warnings, and that a small sort of tsunami activity was happening in the region with these earthquakes that have been going on. Is that something that you were watching as well?
Yes, that's correct. But this particular event, it was not large enough to generate a tsunami, because it didn't generate the required vertical motion in the ocean floor. And such vertical motion at the ocean floor is required to cause the overlaying water to move and generate tsunami waves, which was not the case in this earthquake.
Do we know if Vanuatu is likely to feel more earthquake volcanic activity in the future?
In terms of the volcanic activity, and if this earthquake is going to interact with that, it's a really hard question to answer, and there is no definite answer. There are cases studies around the globe suggesting that the earthquakes, severe ground shaking, or their ability to actually change the pressure level surrounding the magmatic chamber can trigger volcanic unrest. But in any case, we should also consider that a volcano may have already been preparing to erupt prior to the earthquake occurrence. And I would say that there is a need for more research on a case-by-case basis.
Now, the different earthquake activity that was happening caused people to have to evacuate from the capital, Port Vila, in Vanuatu. In case there is more volcanic or earthquake activity, are there different signs that people should be looking for, or different information sources they should be turning to?
I think for volcanoes, I personally checked the Vanuatu Meteorology and Geohazard Department in terms of information about the volcanoes and how people should react. And I would say that's the official basically agency to look for.
Well, Dr. Hadi Ghassemi from Geoscience Australia, thank you very much for joining me this morning on Pacific Beat.
My pleasure.